Welcome. You're listening to a members-only broadcast brought to you by Barnabas Foundation, your trusted ministry partner for planned giving. And here's your host, Kurt Knoll, Director of Member Relations.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us. My name is Kurt Knoll, Director of Member Relations here with me here at Barnabas Foundation. With me today, Heather Day, our esteemed Director of Marketing here at Barnabas.
Good morning, everyone. Good to see you.
It was so great to see so many of you at our conference last week at Tinley Park. It was awesome to be back together with you. We had a fantastic turnout and really looking forward to following up on a number of things that came out of that. One of which was some of you asked for copies of the slides from our presentations last week. And those, you should be seeing those for those of you who attended the conference in your email in the next couple of days, as I believe Linnell is just about ready to hit send on that.
She is. Email.
So fantastic. And again, just thank you for joining us. Today we're going to be talking about fourth quarter marketing. Before we do that, just a couple reminders. If you have a question, feel free to type it into the Q&A section here in Zoom. It'll pop up on our screen and we'll jump on those questions as we're able to. And again, this is recorded. And so a copy of this recording will be available early next week in the Member Center after Kim can do her magic and take care of a couple of the intros and so forth. But
absolutely,
that way you can share it with anybody else within your organization that may benefit from seeing this. So Heather, today's the first day of fall.
It is.
We are 100 days from the end of the year. And if you weren't nervous before I said that, I imagine a few of you just swallowed hard at thinking 100 days to the end of the year.
My stomach just dropped.
And I think we all know how quickly 100 days can go by is because it seemed like the summer just completely flew by since the kids got out of school and now they're back in. And we have homecomings and everything else going on now. So, you know, with that year end right around the corner, you know, what advice do you have for the person that might be even a little more stressed than I just mentioned that, you know, right now thinking about all that needs to take place in the next few weeks?
Yeah, well, first of all, good morning, everyone. And first of all, take a deep breath. We've all been there. We are there. We all have the best of intentions and intend to plan ahead. We intend to work on these along the way. And then lo and behold, we find ourselves in the fourth quarter and we've got to get things done. So take a day at a time. Don't get overwhelmed and recognize that you're not alone. It is not too late. Don't get so caught up in what the perfect execution could be that you don't get what's really good done. So we're going to talk today about a number of resources that are available to you. And the reason that we do this webinar when we do is because we want to help those of you who have maybe been a little bit caught off guard or really like in throes of we need to get this done. All the customizable resources that we're going to talk today can be turned around very quickly so that you can put together a plan and no one will know. No one will know that you haven't been working on it for months.
Absolutely. So we talk a lot in our sessions over the years. We've talked about a lot of best practices in planning and marketing in our conference and our Zoom sessions and the material we put out, emails and so forth. As we think about the fourth quarter, we think about year end, how is, you know, year end marketing different and in what ways is it the same?
Well, there are a lot of things that are the same. You know, those of you who are at the conference, we just talked about this quite a bit. You want to continue to talk about your mission and impact. Don't get so caught up in the end of the year and, you know, turning up the pressure that you forget that these are your loyal supporters who love you and they need to hear from you why it makes a difference that they're giving to your organization. So continue to talk about your mission and your impact. Also continue to talk about social norming. Donor testimonials go a long way. Those of you who sat in the marketing workshop, you saw we talked about the statistics of that. We keep talking about donor stories because it really, really does work. So make sure that you're telling stories about people like you who are doing things like this. And then finally, keep it simple. There's a lot of things that are in the fourth quarter where people are thinking about taxes and how to reduce their taxes, but don't get ahead of yourself. Don't overcomplicate it. Don't get so in the weeds on explaining that language that you forget to just keep it simple. Your goal is to get them to have a conversation with you. Your goal is not for them to read all the ins and outs of non-cash assets in the marketing materials. But then when it comes to what's different, supporters really are thinking about specific things at the end of the year. So talk about those things that are already on their mind. First of all, how can you help them minimize taxes? As they're starting to think about ending the year and wrapping up and preparing their taxes, how can you help them? How can you talk about ways to reduce their taxes? Also, we're in a season where they're working on their Christmas list. They're working on gifts for the grandkids. There's a lot of things going on. So think about talking to them about giving in ways that that they can get the alternate ways to give when their cash flow is tight. You know, that is especially true right now, Kurt. And ask Kurt to weigh on this too, because right now there's quite a bit of conversation about the economy and the market. And so there are, you could continue in this time when people are concerned about cash flow and what the market's going to look like. You want to continue to talk about smart ways for them to give cost effective ways in a recession. One of the things that Cindy Reimersma has talked to me about, I think is so smart, is to remind your supporters that give through donor advised funds. Many of them have padded their donor advised funds so they can give on a rainy day. And this is a good day time to remind them this is that rainy day you've been waiting for. So remind them how to put those dollars to good use and to start making distributions from their donor advised fund.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you had some other tips you were talking about.
Yeah, even though we're in a recessionary or potentially recessionary period, and we've seen a lot of volatility in the stock market this year, that does not mean that your donors don't have highly appreciated assets.
Right.
The market may have pulled back 10 or 15% from where the values were at the end of last year, but keep in mind that the values at the end of last year were still highly elevated from where they were over the year prior years. And so if we think back over the last 10, 12, 14 years, really going back to the great crisis, the financial crisis, stocks had fallen way, way, way down. And we've done nothing but climb through that since then. Same with real estate. We've all seen prices of homes in real estate. I'm sure you've all heard about your friends selling homes. Now, while that has slowed down, prices are still elevated.
Yeah.
And so donors still have gains, significant gains, highly appreciated assets that are available for people to give. And so don't be afraid, even though we're in this period, don't be afraid to still talk about it and bring it up because it's still out there.
The last 2 days, ironically, I was on site at an orchard and vineyard because we were talking and we were doing a photo shoot. I'm excited for you to see some of those photos. But I hung out with Farmer Beth Farmer Beth. I was talking to her about, she said, tell me a little bit more about Barnabas, because they had just allowed us to use their land to take these photos. And so when I was talking to her about the idea of giving commodities and reducing your taxable income, she had never heard that. She said, we give to food banks. And I said, well, it's kind of like that, but this is actually reducing your taxable income. Mm-hmm. So don't assume that people don't know, that they already know these things. They don't. Talk to them.
Absolutely. And on the farmer side, I didn't even mention that, as you just did, stocks are up, real estate's up, but commodity prices are up. Inflation has hit those as well.
Mm-hmm.
Those prices up. So some of your farmers in your database are going to have quite bountiful years. And if they have crops that are free from obligation, meaning they haven't pre-committed, those are potentially available for them to make a gift of. And as you said, avoid that income.
Fantastic.
Anything else about the marketing at year end that's a bit different?
Well, yeah, I think that there is a lot of fundraising and marketing activity that happens at the end of the year. And I think I've said this before, I like to think that everybody thinks like me. And one of the things that I'm tempted to do, whether it's in marketing or in other areas of my life, I don't want to be a bother. I don't want to keep coming at people with the same message. Like, I don't want to intrude on their time. And I think that it's a good time for you to remember that you are not over asking. You're not over communicating. This is a time when all the ministries around you will be kicking it up a notch. And they're going to be sending out the end of the year appeals. They're going to be asking more. They're going to be telling more stories. Your supporters are almost certainly going to make an end of the year gift.
Mm-hmm.
It might as well be to you. Don't let your fear of being a bother or making too many asks or too much communication out there, don't let that be the reason why your supporters give to another. But I mean, they don't give to you also. You're not trying to compete. There's no competition in the kingdom.
Sure.
But your supporters want to give to you, and just continue to remind them, because they've got a lot on their minds.
Certainly do. And just a reminder for anybody who's watching right now, I know we've had a few people join us since we started. If you do have a question, feel free to put it in the Q&A section of the Zoom there at the bottom of the screen, and it'll pop up on our screen here. We'll take those questions as they come in.
Yeah.
Here's your chance. Ask anything marketing related of Heather. You get to talk to our guru right here.
I like to try to be stumped.
Absolutely. So for those who are new that may be watching right now, can you give a quick explanation of what our Plan Gift Marketing Plan is?
Yeah, it's funny because even for our members that have been around for a while, I feel like I talk about this so much, everybody must know what this is. But every time, even at our conference, I hear from longtime members I see the light bulb come on when they understand what the marketing plan is. So this is a quarterly plan where it's pick and choose. You can use as little or as much of the plan. I had somebody apologize to me. Well, we copied some of your content and put it in an email. I'm like, great, that's what we hope you do. So our marketing plan is quarterly, comes out 4 times a year, and it's geared towards a specific theme. And the fourth quarter, we're talking about end of the year giving and specifically non-cash assets. And there's a number of customizable resources in it. And when I talk about customizable resources, this is another thing that people are always wondering what the catch is. Included in your membership at no extra cost. We will take these materials and customize them with your logo, your branding, your contact information. If you'd like your photos in there, we're glad to do that. The only thing that we don't do is we don't print them for you. So that's where you have to assume that cost, just whatever quantity you end up printing. But we will send them to you as a print-ready file. Some of them can be printed on a quality in-house printer, or you might send it out to a vendor. But there's no cost to this. So I can't emphasize it enough. We want you to use these. We want you to copy and steal everything, and no, you don't have to credit us. Well, we just want to help.
Many of our members have taken huge advantage of that over the last number of years since we started doing this. And it's just been very beneficial. And for those of you who want to, you know, perhaps tailor some of the copy to your needs, you can certainly do that. And that's not part of what we customize, right? We won't tailor the copy, but all the things around it in terms of the imaging and so forth will make it look and feel like your organization.
Yeah, we have a few members to keep this so that we can offer it to all of our members. We have certain limitations on, like, well, we can't customize it too much. But we have several of our members who take us up on, if you have an in-house designer, we are happy to hand over the design files to you so they can take it even further on the customization. The bottom line is we want to make it as easy as possible for you to do your job. So just ask. If it's too much, we'll tell you. But I don't think that comes up very often of what we can't do.
It's pretty rare.
Yeah. Yep.
So, you know, you alluded to the fact that there's, and we talked a little bit about the fact we've got some new people that are watching today, and we certainly saw a lot of new faces.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
Which was fantastic. So thanks for sharing that. But let's dive a little deeper into the marketing materials, the planning of marketing materials, especially fourth quarter. What resources are included in that?
Yeah, so there are a number of materials, and I have Luke is in the room. He's going to help me pick up things. I hope a lot of you got to meet him last week. Lucas, we're going to pull up. We have a number of info sheets. These are materials that are single, 8.5 by 11, two-sided, generally speaking, and they are very basic information about the different types of ways to give. We have 7 smart and savvy tips for year-end giving. We like to throw in a tongue twister every year, but this is specific ideas of how to give most effectively at the end of the year, including important deadlines that they need to know. We also have info sheets about appreciated stock, reducing taxes, giving commodities, giving cryptocurrency, giving real estate, and what it means to give through the Stewards Fund, which is part of Foundation's Donor Advice Fund. The interesting thing about these info sheets, if you're paying attention, and I hope you are, you'll see that these info sheets repeat over and over again. You'll see these, us promoting these again in the second quarter and next year's fourth quarter. We update them every now and then and throw in some new ones. Cryptocurrency was a new one last year. But we'll keep coming back to these. So if you order these and get these customized, you're going to get a lot of your bang for your free buck because our materials will keep coming back to those. Another piece that is a repeat material that, again, we just feel like we want to make it as easy as possible for you. So we have a brochure called Strategies for the Giving Season. This is unfolded. It's 8.5 by 11, but it's trifold. It can be customized with your colors, your logos, your branding, your contact information. And again, this is giving, you can see on this graphic, we have some highlighted areas just to illustrate exactly where it is that you do the customization. But this brochure talks about specific ways that they, reason why people give at the end of the year and how they might do that most cost effectively. We've seen members use this in a number of ways. You might send this as a standalone brochure that you send with a letter explaining it, setting it up. You might hand it off in face-to-face meetings. You might also enclose it with your appeal that's going along. So if you're sending out an end-of-the-year appeal, it just introduces non-cash assets and how to give it that way. Mm-hmm. The next piece that I want to point out, every single, so there, those two pieces, those are repeats. You can get those in stock and you'll have them. But then every quarter we give you brand new articles that you can use on your website or your blog or your newsletter. And I have this up there because I want to show exactly how it comes to you. It comes to you as a Word document. You can see all the blue places are where we suggest that you use your own customer, you're dropping your name, you'll have all those things, but every single article tells you exactly what the word count is to make it easy for your editor to figure out which articles are going to fit well on their website. Also at the background, at the bottom of each Word document, we include a teaser paragraph for email newsletters. Here's how we would introduce it in an email newsletter if you're driving them from there. Also below that, we would include copy for here's how we would tease it on social media. We know that you face different restrictions, whether it's just how much real estate you have in your newsletter. So again, you can feel free to edit those down. You can, if you have specific language that you want to work into that your ministry uses, those are intentionally put in a Word document so that you can use those. And every single article comes along with graphics that you can use those, or you can place your own photos that meets your branding. With four new articles this month, or this quarter, we have Is Cash Really King, which is talking about appreciated assets. Four Reasons to Give from Your IRA, which is a great article for donors 70 and half and older. What Makes a Person Generous, which is a biblical reflection. And then finally, Stock the Perfect Year-End Gift. So those are available. The next thing that I wanted to make sure that you're aware of, it's not directly related to the marketing plan, but we have materials for it in the marketing plan. And that is the live event on November the 9th. This is a live event. So today, sometimes we get some confusion about this. Today is a member specific. We're talking to you as our members, kind of a pullback behind the curtain of how to market and fundraise. But then once a quarter, we have an event that we encourage you to invite your supporters to. And our next event is on November 9th. Lindsay Kanan, one of our planning attorneys, will be speaking, and she's going to be talking about gifts that reduce taxes. This is a wonderful event to promote to your supporters because it's a no catch, no cost time when they can have FaceTime with an attorney. When does that ever happen? I see a question right up there. Is it an EST or CST? That's actually
Eastern time.
That is that should be Central time though at 11 a.m. So that's an error we have on.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Ashley, you won an award for catching that. We're going to get that fixed. We do have that is 11 o'clock Central. I think the reason why that ended up on there, we do have some members on the East Coast who ask us to customize materials for them. And if that's helpful for you, just let us know and we're glad to do that for you. But we have promotional materials in our marketing plan for, we have a receipt insert. We also have a promotional flyer that you can use. We have social media content. And again, if you would like to see that Eastern time on yours or Pacific time, even we might even reach out, help out the Pacific Coast.
Sure.
Every once in a while, we'll help you out. But we're glad to help you with that way. And then finally, I'm just going to give a general, we have a wide variety of other articles that are available for the fourth or other materials that are available for the fourth quarter. We have print materials, including newsletter ads, receipt inserts, postcards. We have social media content, as I mentioned earlier, not only the teaser paragraphs for articles, but also frequently asked questions and fast facts. We have content for your website. We have reply device language. And then we also have, this is relatively new, we have content that you can use to build out, drop it into your mail provider, whether it's MailChimp or Constant Contact or whatever you use, we have content that you can promote that particular type of giving. So just a wide variety of materials. You can use them all. We hope you do, or you can use one or two things, whatever works for your ministry. We hope you'll find something there.
There is a lot there.
Yes.
In the marketing center, the member center, and the marketing plan. And I know it's a lot to digest just in a short 15, 20 minute webinar, but if you have questions about any of that stuff, mm-hmm. we want to talk a bit further about what some of these pieces are and where best to use them, feel free to give us a call. Talk to us, talk to Linnell, call our office. We'd be happy to spend some time just kind of walking through them again and make sure that you are taking best advantage of the right piece that makes sense for you.
Absolutely.
So as we wrap up here, Heather, in the next couple of minutes, any additional advice that you have, for our members as they head into the fourth quarter, which is all of 8 days away?
All right. So again, I want to come back to the very beginning. It's not too late. It's not too late to get working on this. Gather your troops and start prioritizing. What are we going to accomplish? What are the things that we need to do in this quarter? And just have an open conversation of this is what we need to accomplish. This is what we're going to do. And then start prioritizing what are the most important things I need to promote and what resources do I need to be able to do that? So request or customize your materials. We generally I shouldn't make this promise, but we do anyway. We are generally able to turn those files around to you in 2 weeks or less, but our requests obviously go up through the end of the quarter. Ed, who is also in the room, is a one-man shop customizing all those materials for you. So the more notice you can give us, the better. He does a fantastic job. And then feel free to give us a call or email us at any time if you have questions. One of the things I've been mentioning more and more recently is that we love to talk specifically with the marketing people from your organization, because I've confessed this many times. I've been in that seat where I was not answering the call from the plan giving person who was just trying to get my attention. So I know what their pressures are. I know what the hangups are. So we found that a lot of ground can be made if we can just talk directly with them and explain where we're coming from. And then all of a sudden we see ministry start requesting a lot of materials. Mm-hmm. So if you'd like to give us a call, if you'd like to set up, make an arrangements for us to walk through the member center and the marketing plan with your marketing team, we'd be glad to do that. Just call. I think we have contact information for members at Barnabas Foundation. .com and or also call that phone number and ask for Linnell and she'll set up that meeting.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Heather, for that kind of detailed review of our marketing plan, especially thinking about what we have to do or what members should be thinking about doing in the fourth quarter. As you mentioned, all the materials we discussed today or you saw there are all available through the Member Center. Again, if you have a hard time finding anything in the Member Center, reach out to us. We're happy to walk you through it. Our Member Center is a little dated. Be times a little difficult to navigate.
Yes.
But here's the great news is that there is a new and improved member center coming in 2023. No promises, right. It could be early, but we're staying in 2023.
That's why I was in an orchard the last 2 days.
So we've been working hard with a development firm to really improve the ability to navigate around our member center. We're looking forward to that launch coming soon. Q1 marketing plan on Ultimate Gifts will be coming out later this month. So keep watch out for that email announcements when that comes out. As I mentioned at the beginning, for those of you who attended our member conference last week, all those slides will be sent out here. Shortly, to those of you who are registered, and the audio and video recordings will be made available over time. And so, certainly, be paying attention to the podcast side of things as right. We have released most of our library of prior training sessions or events in podcast format. So you can certainly find those on your favorite podcasting platform. Mm-hmm. And all of our sessions from last week will be released through podcasting. Or on the podcast platforms. I don't know the terminology of that.
I love learning that way. I listen to a lot on my commute. So all of those, you could just subscribe and get your daily dose of Barnabas on your commute.
Absolutely. So be watching for that over the next few months or so as we release those materials. Our next member live training will be next month, October 12th. And Heather and Jack are going to be talking about legacy societies and what they are and why we see them as a very valuable tool in the plan giving universe of work that you do, and how it's an encouragement to give people, and it's helpful in getting people to raise their hands and indicating that they have gift intentions to your organization and their estate plan or in some vehicle like that. And then as Heather mentioned too in her earlier points, November 9th, important date, gifts that reduce taxes. Lindsay and I will be talking about that. Great opportunity for you to use the materials we've released, send out a quick email blast to a select audience of your donors that perhaps may benefit from giving something other than cash. So you're looking for donors that are your business owners, your stock investors, your farmers, your vacation property owners, your rental property owners, and so forth. Perhaps donors that are making single gifts to you of a larger size, defined by your own organization, it's going to vary. But you're looking at your higher level mid donors and your major donors that this might be a target to. And for some of our members in the past, if those types of Zoom sessions were done that are donor focused, they've just sent out quick little email blurbs. And we've gotten significant traction. We've seen a lot of attendees for that.
Yeah, and we actually went as part of the registration process, we asked who referred them, and if they reference that they were referred by you, we will tell you that they attended so that you can follow up with them.
Yep, that's one other thing, excellent thing about that, so you get that information. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for joining us, Heather. Thanks for joining me again. We look forward to seeing you again next month. And until then, it's always an honor and privilege to serve you in this work in the kingdom, and just be blessed. Thanks much. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. This has been a members-only broadcast brought to you by Barnabas Foundation. Learn more about the variety of resources, tools, and training available to you by logging into the Member Center at www.barnabasfoundation.com.